Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhoff, the Farm Bureau. A few days ago, the UK Center for Crop Diversification held a webinar for farmers market vendors. Covered in that presentation were the prescribed best practice procedures and certification requirements to allow them to provide free samples at their respective farmers markets. Senior Extension Associate at the Center, Miranda Heilman, says their survey research indicates sampling pays off for vendors and consumers.
So about 55% of our survey participants purchased the product on site after they sampled it when they hadn't planned to, and then another 17% plan to buy it in the future. Those are really good numbers that more than half of their samplers sampled something and then purchased it from them that day.
It is a little early for us to be thinking about the goodies available at farmers markets, but for vendors, says Heilman, preparing now to get certified before the season opens is good planning.
It does take a little more time and definitely some effort. What vendors definitely need to do is to have a hand wash station for sure, always gloves when you're sampling products, and some other sort of utensils to keep your samples clean, keep bugs out of them.
She says they plan to have an online version of that webinar available for viewing in early March. We'll have that site for you in a minute. We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Vendors providing samples of their products just the way the grower families themselves use them have a very positive impact on market visitors who enjoy those samples. The Center for Crop Diversification's Miranda Heilman says it results in increased on-the-spot sales, and the word of mouth brings other visitors to the markets down the road.
You know, it does bring sort of an event feel if several vendors are doing a sampling on maybe one Saturday a month or every other Saturday. You have traveling, sort of sampling around the farmers market kind of thing. There are lots of ways that people across the state are being really creative with it and making it more of an event and an exciting time to come to the farmers market too.
Heilman says a video of that webinar about sampling certification should be posted in early March at uky.edu/ag/CCD. That's uky.edu/ag/CCD. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.